Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Scott Thompson. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan De Jesus. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting second. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Org. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Vukovich. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Hendrick reaches second base with a double. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell strikes out. Two outs. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org takes first base on ball 4. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pete Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-1 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-1 in the game. DeJesus strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Buckner. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Hernandez moves to third. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hendrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Simmons moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-1 in the game. Obergefell strikes out. One out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Simmons scores. Hendrick moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz takes first base on ball 4. Hendrick moves to third. Eorg moves to second. Pete Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Randle moves to second. Two outs. Jesus Figueroa pinch hits for Dennis Lamp. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Figueroa reaches second base with a double. Hendrick throws the ball into Wrights, who tags Figueroa trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Randle scores. It's Cubs, 2, Cardinals, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doug Coppola now pitching. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0 for 2 in the game. Templeton hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Buckner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coppola picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coppola. Buckner fumbles the ball. That's an error on Buckner. Scott scores. Hernandez goes all the way around to score. Simmons moves all the way to home. It's 5-2, Cardinals. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 2 in the game. Obergefell takes first base on ball 4. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field. Hendrick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hendrick. Thompson moves to third. Buckner moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Cubs, 5, Cardinals, 5. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin strikes out. 2 outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-3 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on DeJesus. Templeton moves to second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Hernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Templeton scores. Scott goes all the way around to score. Hernandez moves to third. It's 7-5, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Larry Biedner pinch hits for Guillermo Hernandez. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Biedner now playing first base. Dick Tidrow now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Obergefell bunts towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. Hendrick moves to second. 1 out. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Eorg is walked intentionally. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reitz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Vukovich reaches second base with a double. Hendrick scores. Eorg goes all the way around to score. It's 9-5, Cardinals. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vukovich moves to third. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesu fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 3 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-7, Cardinals. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Eorg. Kingman reaches second base with a double. John Littlefield now pitching. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kingman moves to third. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Randle hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingman tags and scores. One out. It's 9-8, Cardinals. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Blackwell reaches second base with a double. Martin goes all the way around to score. It's Cubs, 9, Cardinals, 9. Mike Vale pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing second base. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hendrick. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Hendrick steals second. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Obergefell hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Riley now pitching. Bobby Bonds pinch hits for Danny Orge. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Templeton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 9. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Bonds now playing left field. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Cardinals 9. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez bunts towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Simmons is walked intentionally. Bill Caudill now pitching. Steve Dillard now playing third base. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. Simmons moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 9. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.